Welcome back, dear listeners, to another episode of Heart to Heart with Patty Mulaozi. Thank you so much to all our listeners from across the globe. Oh, had a tongue-tied there. But thank you so much, guys, for your support. Thank you for, you know, following, for liking, for sharing, for your amazing messages that you've been sending me and the DMs. And, you know, it's so amazing to do something. And, you know, sometimes you think you're just doing it for fun, right? Or you're just doing it to get stuff off your chest, or, you know, you want to help someone out there. But it's when you get the responses and when you get people coming back to you saying, Patty, thank you so much for this. I needed to hear this. And, you know, it's actually quite motivating, really. Thank you so much to everyone who has reached. And if you haven't reached out to me, please do. If you want to share a story, please reach out to me, DM me, send me a message on the socials. If you know me really well and you have my number, send me a WhatsApp. And yeah, tell me what you want to talk about, and let's get talking, guys. Because, you know, it's funny how your story can have such an impact to someone else. And because we're human, right? We go through almost the same stuff, right? They're quite similar in a way. So you'd be surprised to find out that there's someone who's going through that, and they just need to hear it from the horse's mouth. You feel? From the horse's mouth. And it makes such a huge difference for someone to actually tell their story and, you know, explain how they overcame a certain situation. And it helps them hold on and, you know, have more courage to go through what they're going through. So a big thank you again to all you listeners, to my family. Oh, y'all are actually all my family right now, right? Anyway, so today's episode is a monologue, right? We don't have a guest today because I have some amazing news. I'd like to share some amazing news with you guys. I attended my graduation on the 8th of March. Yep, I graduated at the age of 30. Should I say my age? Do you want to know my age? Let me think. I'm kidding. No, I'll tell you my age. I'm 38 going on 39, right? And my highest qualification was matric or O level. From our country, we call it ordinary level, right? So it's your normal form four high school, the last, I don't know, what have you. And then, like, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know what happened after that. You know, life happened and I thought I was clever, but I was dumb and. But stuff happened and we learned and all of that. And, you know, at some point I thought that was the end of it, right? Like, that was like all the dreams, all the aspirations, everything that I ever wanted to be or wanted to do when I was younger had just gone down the drain, you know. And that was it, right? I was like on survival mode. You know when you're on survival mode and you're just doing stuff just to make it through the day, the year, the hour, the month, the minute type of thing. And yeah, and 3 years ago, you know, I decided I'm going to study again, and I did. My girl graduated. So it's never too late. Ugh, bruh, it's never too late, fam. I mean, it just showed me that, you know, we can only limit ourselves. We are the only ones who can limit ourselves. There's no age cap. There's no age where you say, okay, after this age you can't graduate, or you can't dream, or you can't want something better, or you can't you know, try something better or try something different. You know, I think I have legit proven that to myself and hopefully to everyone else. So I did my diploma and I finished it, and now I feel like, oh my gosh, it is so fun. I want to do it again and I want to study again, but I'm taking a break, y'all. This year it was just difficult. It was insane. I promise you, it was insane studying after a very long time. Of course, I did short courses every now and then, like with the years after my matric, right? But it's not the same as, you know, giving yourself or what's the word that I'm looking for? Committing to like a 3-year course that you need to finish in like 3 years. I know they give you like 8 years or something, right? But like, who wants to be studying for 8 years? And you know, it was online and the stress that came to it, and I was bawling. I'd like to thank a very special person who saw me through it all, the tears, the tantrums, and everything, because it was difficult, guys. I don't want to lie. But, you know, now that I'm done, it was so worth it. Everything was so worth it. And I'm so happy and so glad. I wish I could share a picture, right? It's so unfortunate that this is like just a podcast and you can't see, but I would love to share a picture of me in my graduation dondoni, and you know. But yeah, guys, I think what I want to say is today is just keep trying, keep going for it, keep you know, keep dreaming, keep wanting something more out of your life. The past three or four years or so, I've been really trying to change my mindset, to change my life positively. That is by reading, you know, by absorbing amazing podcasts, listening to amazing podcasts. I mean, just getting information and just, you know, to better my life, and listening and reading articles and just finding how I can make myself more at peace, you know, finding out how I can make myself better, finding out, you know, how I can change my life, you know, how, you know, one bad break or per se or one wrong turn doesn't have to be the end of, doesn't have to be the end of the road, you feel, fam? And it's been so amazing. I think with everything, I've become calmer. I've become more emotionally, I don't want to say emotionally intelligent. Well, yeah, maybe it is emotional intelligence, right? But I've become quite, I've become at peace, right? I've become at peace because so much has happened. I mean, it was COVID. It was stuff that we were going through, like, in all our personal lives. Like, I for one was going through so much during the time that I was studying. It's I had to renew my permit, and it was just a stressful time. I almost lost my job, and at the same time I've got assignments to finish, and you know, you need to find a noise per se or all this other difficulty on the side. It's tough, but you need good people around you. You need to be in the right mindset, and most importantly, you need to not give up. And I think another important thing would be to have faith, right? To believe in something, whether you believe in God or you believe in the universe, or you believe in what you believe in, but believe in something, have something that you have faith in that will usher you or help you to grow, or, you know, in times when you just want to throw in the towel. Guys, let's keep on keeping on, and let's keep the love going. Let's keep on opening our hearts, and it's gonna get better. I think the way it gets better is sometimes a situation doesn't change, right? It doesn't change immediately, but you feel a certain level of peace, even if you're going through ish, right? Even if you're going through like so much and you're going through like a lot of it type of thing. But anyway, yeah, that is, that's me today. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to today's podcast. I just wanted to share a very amazing moment in my life, very personal moment with you guys. And yeah, thank you so much, fam. Keep on keeping on. And remember, take care and keep your hearts open.
Tomorrow.